This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Seconds to the paint. Spins, jump hook for 14. It's up and no good. Rebound, Butler. Butler is fouled with 4 seconds to go. Draymond got the stop when the Warriors had to have it.
Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Massive. And I mean massive win for your Golden State Warriors last night at Chase Center. 109-106. Jimmy freaking Butler with the clutchest of rebounds here late in that game. And I mean, Joe, good morning. There's so many layers to unravel in this game. But the most important aspect is now. The Warriors, in a game that we all knew was going to come down to timely rebounds, big shots, and it was going to be physical, and it's going to get nasty. The Rockets had their backs against the wall. They were down 2-1. That was going to be the game for them. If they were going to make this a series, that was going to be the game. And they, hey, to their credit, they tried. But you know what? The Warriors, they're just better. They have the better players. They have the better leadership. And they have Jimmy freaking Butler, and they're up 3-1 in round one, one game away from getting to the second round of the Western Conference playoffs. Incredible win, incredible game, incredible atmosphere. Good morning. Wow.
That was an unbelievably stressful game. How am I supposed to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night after that game? I mean, everybody who's waking up right now in the Bay Area was thinking the same thing. Oh, my God, my heart's racing. That was an unbelievable. The difference between 2-2 and 3-1 felt like the end of the season, or, oh my God, we can move on to the next round and we get to actually get some breath. Jimmy could barely walk in the first half, it felt like. He was so compromised. And then he had the foul on Dylan Brooks, which I'm going to come out and say it. I love that foul. That was an old man. Oh, no. I am raking the arm to try to break the forearm. Metaphorically, not really. I love that foul. And then Dylan missed both free throws. Yep. And they could not have ended that first half any worse. And at the end, chef's kiss as the suspendables in tandem come together to finish that out. The guy with five fouls the entire second half, stuck on the bench. The guy who we all thought, man, is he getting kicked out of this game? Man, is Draymond going to like accumulate enough texts to where he might miss a game down the line? These are why you got to put this team away. This is why. Because of the shenanigans. The officials lost control. Draymond got a resume call on a flagrant. The officials, we'll get to them in a second. But then at the end, to go straight up on Şengün, who had been destroying the Warriors, and for Jimmy Butler to snag the biggest rebound and be perfect from the free throw line. It was a chef's kiss as the suspendables closed one out because Curry did not have it going yesterday by Curry standards.
No.
And Podziemski playing supporting actor of the year role was just unbelievable. Jimmy Butler, and I'll say this right here, and we better be lining him up. I didn't know that I needed Jimmy in my life. I'm in love with Jimmy Butler. But now that I have him, I can't envision a life without him.
Oh, heck yes.
He has been one of the greatest acquisitions in Bay Area sports history, whether you want to say it's Fred Dean or Christian McCaffrey. I'm talking about in season, not a couple years later, in season. He's been one of the greats. And to see him compromised and do what he did, not only is Playoff Jimmy as advertised, Playoff Jimmy is one of the baddest MFers I've ever seen in my life. And that's who I want to go to war with against that Rocket team who's a bunch of goons trying to muck it up because the only way they can win is not playing basketball. It's playing hack a guy. That's what they did the whole game. And the referees lost control. None of that crew should be allowed to officiate any significant games moving forward. I could talk all day. Line them up. 888-957-9570. Jimmy, period.
And you can call or text that number to the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. You can also hit us up on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco, 109-106. And like I said, that game had everything.
Everything.
It checked every single box. Now, I would have liked it if it was like 2.5 hours instead of 3 hours. But you know what? That's because we're selfish and we have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I'm still wired after yesterday. After all the stuff that, because we had to go straight to golf after that, Chasky. We played 18 holes. It was beautiful. Stone Tree, shout out them. Shout out Atco Pest Control. Shout out all of them. The Agape tournament was on fire. It was great. I got sunburn. My allergies are everywhere. But even through all of that, I fought through adversity. I was fighting for my life yesterday. I was watching that game. I was like, oh my God, like, this is the game that's going to decide the series for the Warriors. And this could decide the series, the next series, if you will, because the last thing you want to do is have this series bleed into 6 or 7. And had it been 2-2 today and we're reacting to a loss, that is what we'd be talking about. The last thing you want to do is give a team like that, a young team like that, hope. We talked about it yesterday.
No doubt.
Step on their throats. Don't allow them to breathe anymore. You know, they have Ime Udoka, who I called Suge Knight. They're death row records. You know, they're going to be doing their stuff. They're going to be trying to, you know, get under your skin. You're going to do the Dylan Brooks antics. But you know what? There's levels to these things. We like to talk about it. There's levels to this. There's levels to greatness. And Dylan Brooks, his high watermark in his playoff career is the second round with the Memphis Grizzlies. That's his high watermark in his career. Since then, it's been a first round exit as a Grizzly, trying to do the same thing he did to LeBron James, and he got punked for that. Now, in the first round with the Houston Rockets, same thing against the Golden State Warriors, and he got punked by Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Brandon Podziemski, and Buddy freaking Hield, by the way. Buddy Buckets, I never doubted you. Let's real quick.
Buddy was
never
great.
Never doubted you.
Buddy was great.
Huge buckets. The efficiency I don't care about.
I did, but want when they to needed pass baskets, the rock late.
That's fine. But even the one that fadeaway late that he missed, it went in and out 3 different times.
I know,
like,
but
damn.
It's like kick it to Steph.
I know,
donkey.
I know. Pods had one that
Quinn Post. Oh, Quinn Post QP. Wants all the smoke. Not some of the smoke, all the smoke. And I love the way he was reacting as a teammate, getting in guys' faces, shoving guys around. The officials. I don't want to start this show railing on the officials, but I swear to you, I've watched over a decade of playoff basketball with a fine-tooth comb. Not once. I've watched every game twice and most games 3 times. You know how I watch them. I'm an insane
person.
There
ain't nothing you can do about it.
The referees lost complete control. Adam Silver, get control of your league. Ime Udoka is on the floor at all times, chesting guys, getting in the mix. You need to reprimand this team. Dial it back. The whole thing started because Dylan Brooks needs Steph in the groin. He maliciously need him in the groin. Now, that's just a simple foul. We move on. Steph said a little something, and then you assess 2 techs and well, only one for them?
He put the number 2 up, and that's what they said. He initiated the taunt because that's his second foul. He did the first one earlier.
Need in the groin.
I know. I'm just telling. I'm explaining.
Would LeBron get that call? Would Chris Paul get that call? Would James Harden get that call? None of those guys. I watched James Harden throw a punch the other day and not get a technical. So I'm sorry. I'm over it. The officials have lost control of this series. It's not basketball. That being said, because like I could go all day on the officials. And anyone that wants to defend them, get out of here. No. Both teams have major gripes. Major gripes. They lost complete control of that game. And Draymond Green, at one point, lost control of his own emotions, right? And look, he rolled over them. Tari Eason, I thought it was inadvertent. It was a complete resume call. I know everyone wants to slow things down, whatever. You know, the way Tari Eason tried to kick his legs up, I get where Draymond's coming from. I'll defend him. I really will. I've traded him away 10,000 times. I've ripped him when I felt appropriate. I will defend him in this particular instance. The first tech he got with Steph was absurd. He was breaking it up. He was breaking up. Where's the tech for Ime Udoka walking on the floor on every dead ball situation? Where's that? I thought you're not supposed to leave the bench. No, I'm tired of Ime Udoka because Ime knows he's like, oh, we got to treat this like football. It's basketball, doggy. It's basketball. What sport am I watching? Like, get control of the game. And I thought the officials, all 3 of them, I don't want to see any of them in any of the playoff series moving forward. It's Steph Curry. This guy helped save your league in terms of viewership, and you're giving him a tech because he gets, like, kneed in the groin? And the Quentin Post coming to the, like, Quentin Post in one night became a warrior. And what I mean, the way he protected Steph, the way that he wanted to, like, yam on Steven Adams. And by the way, Steven Adams, I love available. Steven Adams, for the rest of your career, if you're available, we want you. We want you yesterday. And then Steve Kerr. We have not even talked about Steve Kerr. The brilliant masterclass of subbing in Looney to get a couple of those Hacka Adams fouls to get him off the floor because he was destroying them. Steve Kerr did some brilliant things in this one. And Pajemski, and that's one of the finest games of Pajemski's career. When the team needed it the most, the young man totally stepped up. Big shot after big shot. And the play of the game was the incredible defense on Fred VanVleet. Yep. Make VanVleet dribble. I could go all day. I'm so fired up.
No, I'll let you do that.
So the one of the best wins of the year.
Hey, that's fine. 3.5 hours, Shasky, let's go. 888-957-9570. You should be fired up.
Thanks.
They're 3-1 right now. In the history of the NBA, there's only been 13 teams to ever successfully come back from that. And it hasn't happened in, I think, 5-plus years. And that was in the bubble. So really, it's almost been like 10 years since it's been like real basketball that it's happened. And we know what series that happened in. I don't care about that. Historically, this means you win the series. Now, I don't want it to get to a game six. So wrap this up in Houston, make it all the more sweeter, and get some rest heading into round two. Today, last night, if you were there.
How deflated would you have been they lost that game?
If that jump hook from Şengün went in, that would be like going from, oh my God, we could beat anyone. We can go on a deep run to, are we really not going to get out of the first round? That's literally how I was feeling.
Jimmy missed up. I call it a put-away shot. We would have gone up three. Then Steph missed the shot to go up three. And they have the ball with a chance to win it. And they call timeout with whatever, 12, 13 seconds. And it's Şengün, who we have not stopped the entire fourth quarter, Joe, because Draymond had the fifth foul and was on the bench.
Yep.
And the fact that Draymond stood him straight up and then Jimmy got the rebound. I mean, it was just...
Is it weird? I know that he was incredible yesterday, Şengün, for the most part.
Did he hit a free throw?
Well, that's the thing. Actually, for him, 7-10 from the free throw is huge. But again, we talked to Jay Billis yesterday, who was on the call for game three for ABC. 19 of 31 free throws. And Jay said it yesterday. He's like, if they can just make their free throws, they'd be up in the series. But they're not. They're down 3-1 now.
That's a good point.
Because you can't make your free throws. I'm sorry. That's the hallmark of either an inexperienced team or a team that relies on too many big men that can't shoot their free throws. And it's a combination of both. And that was it yesterday. 19 of 31. You saw a couple misses from Dylan Brooks, Amen Thompson, Jalen Green, Şengün, Steven Adams. Those things accumulate. And towards the end of the game, and I tweeted this first quarter, at @Spadoni_Joe, give me a follow. These are going to come back to haunt you. They always do in the playoffs, in big moments, in big games. And Jimmy Butler, juxtapose that with what he did on the free throw line. Getting the line 12 times and making all 12. 12 of 12 from the line, 20 of 22 overall for the team. That's the game.
And when
that's the game.
When he hit the three free throws after the, it was a hand check on the hip by Dylan Brooks as he's shooting the three. Just a terrible foul by Dylan Brooks.
I don't know what Dylan Brooks is doing. I'm Jimmy Butler, and his career is not a good three-point shooter. You're taking that all day, every day.
No doubt. But when he starts limping the way that he did, I think we were all thinking the same thing. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And that's why you got to win that game, because you could tell.
He's hurting.
Jimmy's compromised.
He's hurting.
Jimmy is absolutely compromised. And the way that he picked and chose his spots. How about the pass he made to Moody in the lane as he's twisting? He made another one to Gary Payton in the second. Gary Payton the second, another big layup in crunch time. Another big layup. Like, this team, the contributions on a night when Steph didn't have it going, that was a team win. That was a huge team win. And the coming of age in a playoff series for Pajemski, for Quentin Post, for some of these other guys, it's as good of a feel-good win. Look, the series is far from over. You have got to finish this team off, because every game that goes on, some goonery is going to happen. Some techs are going to get accumulated, and you're putting yourself in a position to where stuff gets out of your control.
That win last night was probably the best win I've seen from the Warriors since the championship run. Just given the circumstances, given everything that's taken place in this, given what took place a couple years ago when you got, it's game 7 against the Kings. I get that. You got out of the first round then. This is different. This feels different. This iteration of the Warriors, that version of Jimmy Butler, who's only hopefully going to get healthier, right? It's a pain tolerance thing. And clearly, he was grimacing a lot. Reggie Miller kept referencing ad nauseum on the TNT broadcast.
Reggie was standing up the entire final 4 minutes because you could see him on the floor. And then when Draymond got the stop, he like yelled at Reggie. And I was like standing up. And I didn't yell because the little guy's asleep. I was like, like that. And then the dogs went running.
It was funny. Eddie Johnson, friend of the program, obviously Suns pre- and post-game analyst on the television side, He tweeted out something about Reggie. He's like, Reggie forgot he does a national telecast and should be partial. Up cheering on Draymond and the Warriors, the pom-poms.
I thought then, Reggie was cheering on the Rockets.
Well, then, and then Draymond quote tweeted that, and he says, no, he's just not a hater. I'm paraphrasing here. I was like, oh, so Draymond's got, he's got time for everyone today after that win.
And we're here, like Warrior fans, like, I get it. You got to lose to a team. You got to go back and forth for it to be a rivalry. Doesn't matter. No. I still hate the Rockets.
You sure?
Fred Van Vliet, I
got respect for Van Vliet. That guy just makes buckets after buckets of big moments.
Did you think he was hitting that last shot?
I thought he was. That's why I was said, like,
I'm like, come on. Why are you flying up so hard? Just stand there. Well, I almost wanted them to foul him so before he get the shot off.
Well, that's why, like, in a weird way, even though Şengün was balling, like, I didn't mind him taking that last shot. Like, I was afraid of Fred Van Vliet taking that last shot. I thought if it was a 3-point shot, I was like, oh, he's getting that. Like, right? It's money. But again, they get the big stop. They get the big offensive rebound basically night and night after
the
that.
Rockets, the pod's blocked from behind on Fred Van Vliet.
That was the play.
It was such
a great
play.
That was the play of the game for me.
And you know what? Pod's played great individual defense on Fred Van Vliet in that moment. But to me, it's all with him, with Fred Van Vliet specifically. Just make him put it on the floor.
Right.
He can't dribble. He can't go by anyone. When you allow him to be a catch and shoot guy, he's deadly.
But I mean it when I say this is the best I've felt about a Warriors team since that championship run back in 2022. This is the best I've felt. We all know what took place in that run to the playoffs a couple years ago. Dark cloud over the organization. It just didn't feel right from start to finish of that season, with just how it started. We hate to go Hawaiian and bring up the punch. That's how it started then. And then the year after, you know, the whole Clay stuff, it didn't feel right. This feels right.
It
this
feels team, like Jimmy Butler's this, been a Warrior for a decade. That's what it feels like.
It's only been a few months. It's only been a few
did
months.
Did you see when there was a stoppage on the free throw line and he turns to Dylan Brooks and is like, you're a bum. You're a bum. And like everybody called him in Warrior Nation is like, yes, let's go, Jimmy. Let's go. Finally, somebody is matching Draymond's intensity. Another junkyard dog. Finally.
He said, you a bum and you a snitch. Not the word snitch. You know what I mean? And you weak. And that was reading
that's
the lips.
How every Warrior fan felt. You weak. Shut up.
And then Kevin.
God, I hate him.
You know what? There's so many things in this game to break down today.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm so fired up.
888-957-9570.